Every year in early summer, the sheep of southeastern France are on the move. Shepherds throughout Provence lead their flocks from the arid lowlands to greener pastures in the Alps. Commentator Nancy Coons went along on their 100-mile trek.
The migration of the Provençal herds is known as the transhumance, or earth passage. It's a tradition nearly as old as the hills it crosses. Getting there is half the fun. Though this is no easy trek, it's an exalting experience the French call primordial, primal, ancient, in tune with the rhythm of the days and the seasons. We get up at 3 a.m. to avoid the heat of midday. We break camp in the dark and drive the sheep out onto the northbound highway. 8,000 hooves clatter on the blacktop, precious cargo framed by trucks with flashing lights and shepherds in orange vests. The entire caravan moves slowly. When the sheep spill over the roadside to nibble on wild fennel and thyme, we whistle and flick leather whips above their backs. Bells tonk and clonk in complex harmonies and rhythms. The smell of lanolin rises above their hot backs. We escort cars through the tide of sheep, and tourists snap photos as sheep seethe around their fenders. We flow through villages where housewives swat the hordes off their geraniums. By 9 o'clock, heat waves shimmer over the river of sheep, and we lead them off the road to rest. Here in the shade of dense oak and pine, we set up a temporary camp. Neighboring shepherds appear, bearing gifts of wine, cheese, casseroles. After lunch, we drag our sleeping bags into a quiet circle of shade and nap. Then, around 5, we break camp again and drive the herd back onto the highway. We walk and walk. By twilight, the air is silvery and cool. Under a bright moon, we set up our night camp, eat a quiet meal by lantern light, and limp off at midnight to sleep under a carpet of stars. Before the first bird sings, we'll be up and off again. Why don't they simply drive the sheep up on trucks? In the 1950s and 60s, they did, but it cost a fortune, and in moving quickly from 100-degree drought to icy damp, the sheep caught cold. Ascending on foot acclimates them bit by bit. Any weight they lose on the trek, they more than make up for in the lush mountain meadows. But there's more to it than that. The shepherds I walked with explain. Christine Menu says, "We must all do the transhumance every year, if for no other reason than to say, we're here. If you continue to buy the lambs shipped in from New Zealand, we won't be here any longer." Her husband, Christian, is less polemic about it. "The transhumance is a festival," he says. "It's traditional. It's really the shepherd's Christmas." It takes 11 days to climb from the lavender of the Var to the Edelweiss of the Alps. By the time we reach the mountain pastures at 7,000 feet, we are chilled and blistered and exhausted and exhilarated. The sheep swarm over the lush meadows like locusts. They will stay here until October. Then they'll walk down again.
Nancy Coons is a travel writer in France.